What's the kid's name?
David Jace Johnson. Yeah, mine's David Lane, so we just decided to keep the first name, just change the middle name. So,
What's this whole experience like? I mean, you have a baby, you're playing in the NFL. I mean, what's all been like for you?
Football's been you know, pretty steady. When the baby came out, you know, it was kind of have a shock factor there for a little bit. So I'm still trying to get adjusted to that, and you know, fatherhood, and so wife and kid come out here in about a week. So looking forward to it.
When you go away, you know, I know obviously as a rookie you want to be here as much as you can,
uh-huh.
And now your mind's thinking also about your baby.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how do you juggle the two things?
Well, when I'm here, I mean, it's all football, and in between my breaks, you know, check my phone, you know, call my wife, you know, see how everything's going. So just try to balance it in between.
You played obviously very well in the first game.
Uh-huh.
What did you take from looking at the film, from your performance, that you'll work on in game number two?
Just try to, you know, keep steady in my set, you know, stop leaning forward, use my hands well, and just be patient. That's one of my biggest things. And moving from game to game, you don't want to be too high, be too low. You want to stay consistent. So my deal is just trying to be a consistent player.
Sometimes guys say the speed of the game is different. Did you find that true when you were out there?
Yeah, I mean, guys are knowing where they're going. I mean, obviously it's the NFL, so, I mean, people take their job seriously. So I definitely noticed the speed of the game was you know, increased from college.
Lane, when did your wife go into labor?
She went to labor 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
Okay, so you got through the game with that.
Uh-huh, yeah, got through the game, yeah. It was induced, so, I mean, we it was okay, supposed to be due the 16th, but we induced it for the 10th.
Yeah. She had it in Edmond?
In Oklahoma City.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of sleep the last couple
of
nights?
I did last night. The previous nights, no. And hardly any sleep. So, finally got some last night here.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from your coaches after looking at the film after that first game?
I graded out pretty well. But my deal is, you know, that game's over with. Got to move on to the next game. Because, I mean, if you get too, you know, too happy about the game that you just played, you go into the next game and get rocked. So, my deal is I'm trying to be a consistent player. And, you know, like I told him, not get too high, not get too low, just be consistent.
What was your biggest concern going in as far as what you thought would give you the most problems in this, you know, as an NFL player?
I'm trying to think. Just probably technique-wise, I mean, with my hands. I mean, my biggest concern is just getting my hands on the guy. So, you know, not leaning forward, staying patient in my set. So my big deal heading to the first game was to have good sets and be good with my hands.
A lot of people I talked to, scouts and stuff, talked about your balance. I mean, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, especially at tackle, you're on the island. You don't want to be leaning, be out of balance, because when that happens, I mean, they'll beat you with the inside move, beat you around. So it's definitely, I mean, playing tackle, it's all about balance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Being a rookie on a line that looks like it could be one of the better ones in the league.
Uh-huh.
What was your, I mean, playing with these guys, what's it like for you to?
I mean, I feel like it's a brotherhood. I mean, my deal coming in, I want to be like a sponge. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. You know, I got one of the best, you know, possibly players ever at left tackle over there. So I'm just trying to learn as much as I can and gain experience with each game, which will make me better.